All right, Dr. Wallach, a couple of final questions. The 90 essential nutrients, don't they hold benefit not just for the embryo and the baby while the mother's expecting, but I've heard you talk about them in relation with some health challenges that a lot of women face while they're expecting, be those anything from piking and cribbing where they like the pickles and ice cream to, you know, the low back pain where the preeclampsia, I think it's called. Can you spend a few minutes and just tell us a little bit about that?
The pregnant woman requires a lot more nutrition than a woman who's not pregnant, because not only is she growing in size and getting ready to produce milk, but the baby is growing, and the baby gets its nutrition from the mother's reserves or stored nutrients. And there's a lot of diseases of pregnancy that occur because the mother is simply deficient in nutrients. And these include dental problems. So they get periodontal disease because they're getting osteoporosis of the face and jaw. And you'll hear the old time days, they'd say a woman will lose one tooth per pregnancy because they get osteoporosis of the face and jaw as the baby pulls calcium out of them, and maybe she breastfeeds the baby for a year or so. Also, women have what's called the diabetes of pregnancy. As the baby pulls the chromium and vanadium out of the mother, she'll get diabetes during pregnancy because the baby pulled all the nutrients out of her that are required to prevent diabetes. Women can also get osteoporosis and arthritis, chronic low back problems, and these are all structural things that are easily repaired, but why develop them when you can supplement properly during pregnancy with all the known essential nutrients? Also, women get a disease of high blood pressure during pregnancy. It's called preeclampsia or toxemia pregnancy. This is called milk fever in a cow. In a cow, we just solved this by giving them the nutrients in an IV solution for $2. They jump up and go to work, start eating grass, producing milk, taking care of the calf again. Where a woman, because we have insurance, when they get toxemia pregnancy, or maybe preeclampsia it's also called, they will be tranquilized and put into a hospital for bed rest for maybe as long as a month or two at $1,200 a day in the hospital. And when it just would simply take just a few pennies a day worth of some nutrients, and it will actually solve the problem much more completely than just giving them tranquilizers and bed rest. Many chronic diseases over time occur in women who've had many pregnancies: lupus, macular degeneration, Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, and these are all, of course, nutritional deficiency diseases that can be avoided as the mother supplements properly. Of course, we both know a little gal by the name of Vivian who has 9 children. And she only weighs, I don't know, she can't weigh 90 pounds. And she's had 9 healthy children. She is very intense about her supplement program. All her children are healthy. And she still has time. I don't know how she does it. She still has time to operate an American longevity business out of her home. And so this is just an example of how, if you supplement properly, that even a small person like Vivian can have 9 healthy kids. She breastfeeds them. I mean, she really is a good mother. And yet this is only going to happen if she supplements properly. So she's a great example for a lot of women out there.